Hello, everyone. Welcome to this training, Aligning Your Goals with the Moon. So let's talk about goals. Most of us have experienced some version of this. We start something, we feel motivated, there's energy, there's clarity, we might feel excited, and we tell ourselves that this time is going to be different. And for a little while it is. We build some momentum, we show up, we make some progress, and then something shifts. It's not always a dramatic shift. Sometimes it's very subtle. We lose a little energy, we feel a little less clear, we feel a little less motivated, and something else pulls our attention. And before we fully realize what's happened, we've stopped. And then a few weeks later, or maybe even a month later, we might come back to it and we restart. And over time, this becomes quite a cycle. Starting and stopping and starting again. And it can feel very frustrating. And it's not because you don't care. You care very deeply. Over time, it is so easy to make this pattern mean something about you. Maybe you've added meaning to it, like, I just need more discipline. I need to be more consistent. Why can't I follow through like all the other people seem to do? And those thoughts can be really convincing. Because on the outside, it does look like it could be an inconsistency problem. But that's not the full picture. What if the issue isn't that you're lacking something, but that you've been given a model that doesn't actually work for how you function? Because most of us have never been taught how to work with our energy and work with cycles. We've only been taught how to override them. So here's a reframe that I want you to think about. What if your timing mattered just as much as your effort? Let me say that again. What if your timing mattered just as much as your effort? What if follow through wasn't about pushing harder, but knowing when to push and when not to push? Because effort without alignment can feel exhausting. But effort with alignment feels very different. It feels more natural, more sustainable. Like you're working with something instead of against it. So instead of trying to show up in the same way every single day, you begin working with the rhythm you're already in. Not perfectly, but just more intentional and aligned. When you bring the lunar cycle into goal setting, something really interesting happens. Everything softens. It also becomes more effective because now each phase has purpose. The new moon becomes a time for vision, not pressure, not action, not needing to have it all figured out. You just ask, what do I want? What do I want to begin here? What seeds do I want to plant? The waxing time becomes a time to build. This is where energy is naturally starting to rise and action feels more available and momentum starts to build. The full moon becomes a moment of awareness. not judgment, just awareness. It's a really good time to ask yourself what's working and what's not working, what really feels aligned and what doesn't. The waning moon becomes a time to adjust and evaluate. This is a time to refine, to edit, to let go of anything that isn't supporting the goal. So instead of pushing all the time, you're moving through a rhythm that already exists. That rhythm supports you differently through each phase. So let's make this really practical. Say you have a goal to launch a project you've been working on. In a traditional model, you might feel like you need to go through the steps very quickly, all at once. You need to plan, you need to create, it needs to be perfect, and then you share it. And all of that can feel very overwhelming really quickly. But in a rhythm, it really spreads things out. It feels more spacious and intentional. In the new moon, you decide what you're creating. You are getting clarity. You are keeping it simple and clear. And you're also having an understanding that it doesn't have to be perfect. And actually, it might evolve over time. You might continue to get clarity around what you are creating. During the waxing phases where you are building step by step, you're feeling that energy is rising to take action. Anytime you get a little inspiration spark, you need to act on that. You're not just trying to hurry and hustle and take all the actions, but you are specifically looking for aligned action. And then in the full moon time is when you are sharing this, you're shining light on it. It's being made aware, it's being brought to life. And you are taking time to pause and notice what's landing. Notice what feels really good. And notice what needs attention. You are evaluating at this point. And then with the waning moon is when you are refining. You are editing, adjusting. You release what isn't working. You accept that and say, oh, thank you for showing me this. I'm going to release you. So instead of being forceful with your goals, you're letting them unfold over time. And I want you to see how that changes, how it feels in your body, in your nervous system, in your heart, to flow in this way. It feels less overwhelming. It feels more doable, more human, more natural. This works because it follows a natural progression. Clarity leads to momentum, and momentum leads to awareness, and awareness leads to refinement or reset. And then you begin again. And that loop is what creates real progress, not constant efforting, but aligned effort over time. Instead of expecting yourself to stay in output mode all the time, you allow space for different kinds of energy. And that's what makes follow-through sustainable. Because you're not asking yourself to be the same version of you every single day. This is the real shift. When you rely on force, you might get short bursts of progress. You push, you produce, you hustle, you make things happen. But eventually something catches up and you burn out, you lose clarity, and you stop. And then you have to rebuild from there. But when you work with flow, you create something much more sustainable. You're never starting over. You're just continuing. Even if it's at a slower pace, even if it's imperfect, you stay in relationship with the goal and how your goal is breathing its way into aligned creation. And that's what creates follow through. Not intensity, but continuity. So start with, where am I? Where do I feel like I am in the cycle? And then ask yourself these questions. What would support me here, right now? Do I need clarity? Do I need action? Do I need to step back and evaluate? Do I need to address or let something go? Because you don't need to become someone more disciplined. You don't need to push harder. You just need to start working with the rhythm that is already within you. And when you do follow through on your goals, it doesn't have to feel like something you have to force. It starts to feel natural. Stay radiant, my friends. I believe in you.